Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. Hello, welcome back to the Wild Expansion Podcast. I am so grateful for you spending these few moments with me out of your day, and I really hope that this episode is juicy and good and serves you to help you feel more at peace with yourself and, you know, just feel better going through this planet Earth at this time of our lives right now. So I have spent the past few days at a shadow retreat down south, and what shadow work is it's looking at them parts of ourselves that we usually want to avoid and suppress. Our shadows are the parts that we aren't so proud of, the parts that maybe we don't show to the public, but behind closed doors, them parts come out. Our shadows are our biggest fears, secrets, and insecurities that we don't share with others, and often we aren't even really aware of them ourselves. Throughout this shadow retreat, I really connected back to my primal instincts, because we are mammals, just like animals. And what do mammals do? Well, other animals, they cry, scream, roar, you know, like they express their emotions every time they're experiencing pain. And anytime now, as humans, whenever we experience pain, we're sort of programmed to not show any emotion, but suppress. So we don't cry or scream or shake or dance out our shadow emotions. Instead, we might suppress it down with online shopping, gambling, phone use, eating, drugs, anything, but to really allow ourselves to feel all the shitty emotions that come up. So basically, you know, society has programmed us to disconnect from our emotions and from ourselves, and it's so important that we reconnect to them primal instincts within us that do get angry about things and can speak it out whenever we are angry, or we can cry, we can smash a watermelon, we can punch a pillow, we can kick and roar and scream. It's so important that we do this, because energy is emotions, energy in motion. So whenever we are able to express how we feel, we literally move that emotion from being stuck in our body and releasing it out of our body. Because whenever we suppress all these emotions that we won't feel, we'll just get sick, because we're literally holding these ugly emotions deep within us. You know, we're told to be so disconnected from our body. Now is the time for us to reconnect to our body, to reclaim our emotions. You know, for a few years there, I remember I was so disconnected from my body, especially like my hip area, my root chakra, like all that area around my belly. I was so disconnected from that. And our like root chakra, that point below our belly between our hips, that is connected with our safety and security in life. And I just felt so disconnected. I was so up in the air. And it's not until I really connected back to my root chakra that I was able to really heal and let go of so many old self-sabotaging patterns And also, like, my energy, like, you know, my sexual energy wasn't that high, or I wasn't really connected to it. And now it's definitely alive, and I feel so much more connected to them primal instincts of my womb space, and listening to it and asking it what it needs. So I invite you to give yourself a body scan right now. Like, are you holding tension anywhere? If you are, can you release it through your breath, through a big sigh? Can you give yourself a body scan and notice? Can you really tap into each part of your body right now? Just to keep that energy flowing throughout your body. You know, it's just so important that we rebuild this connection with our body, with whatever it is asking for, and allowing our body to help guide us through life instead of our brains. You know, our brains are programmed to fit into culture and do what society thinks we should do, but it's our body that keeps the score. It's so important we listen to our body and do what it wants. So by asking yourself, the next time you come up with a choice, do you want to listen to your heart or do you want to listen to your head? It's up to you. A great way to release stagnant energy that as babies we all knew what to do, but now we don't because we're told not to, is crying. So crying is a wonderful way to release stagnant and unwanted energy, especially if you are empathic. In Japan, crying is an enlightening experience, and regular sessions of crying provides safe space for people to process difficult emotions, because tears are purifying. So a lot of this shadow work that I was doing at the retreat, as you can imagine, it is very dark, and crying did feature a lot because I met all these like wounded, you know, not so nice parts of myself, and I cried loads. But honestly, the relief you feel after you cry is just like, so good, because you're literally removing all of that negative energy. You're not scared of it anymore. You're allowing it to exist, and that just takes away its power and control over your life. So shadow work is about confronting the parts of ourselves that we don't like and we want to hide. The goal of life is sort of to become more self-aware, because whenever we are self-aware, we realize how we are holding ourselves back and how we can step into our power. So by doing shadow work, you really do get clear on what it is you're doing to hold yourself back. And whenever you realize that, you can just accept your shadows. Just honor them and move forward. It literally just takes away the power of your darkness, and you just feel, you know, so much more in harmony. So some of my shadows that came up for me, which were like monsters in my mind that just I envisioned through doing the shadow journeying. Some of my shadows include being slightly shallow, needing validation from others, needing approval, needing to appear aloof. Like, all of these dark things came up and I felt so much shame. But once I cried and let it go, I feel so good now, because just by remembering we all have shadows, we all do. If you think you don't have shadows, you aren't doing the work deep enough. We all have so much shit, but we also have so much goodness within us. So through shadow work, we are literally just roasting ourselves. We roast ourselves, but it is so healing. And if you think, well, God, I don't have the time to do shadow work or go on a retreat, that's just, you know, so selfish. I've so much other things I can be doing. Yes, shadow work and inner work is selfish. Anything we do for ourselves is selfish at the time, But after, it is so nourishing and we can be so much more of service to others. So like at the retreat, it was all about me and my emotions. But ever since I've got home, I feel like my cup is full and I just want to be of service for others. So like I'm giving reflexology to family members. I'm just seeing how I can help out. I'm getting involved, you know, more in being against the mining. You know, like you don't hold yourself back as much because you've all this energy and you just want to help others and be of service. So doing this inner work, yes, it's selfish short term, but long term, it just helps you to be more of service to others. So another emotion as well as crying that's really important is rage, that anger. So often one of the most common emotions once we start doing this shadow work is rage and anger. It could be at others or ourselves. Just this rage is so friggin' important because rage is the gateway to all the other emotions, because underlying rage is the fear, the tears, everything else. Rage is so, so powerful. It is how we access our emotions. So allow yourself to get angry. Don't be scared of your emotions. Allow yourself to feel everything that comes up. And now, like, I have so much rage that I just completely suppressed for years. And now I, you know, it's back and it feels fucking great. I feel that fiery energy within me that gives me life. But I am choosing to channel this rage into things that I know will make the world a better place, like protesting against mining and, you know, getting involved with causes that I am passionate about. So I invite you to like sit with your rage, to allow yourself to feel it, to journal out, what does this rage mean? What is this showing me about myself? And then see if you can channel your rage into something that you know will be impactful towards society. We are all so powerful. We are all made of darkness and light. We are primal. It's in our DNA. We are mammals. We're primal. So see if you can reconnect to that primal part of yourself. Because in order to really heal, we need to connect back to our emotions. And the way to connect back to our emotions is connecting back to them primal instincts of rage, of anger, of tears, of roaring, of, you know, even connecting back into that sexual energy that, you know, we want to reproduce. And in our society right now, you know, it's obsessed with this perfectionism that whenever you look at a picture, it is flawless and you can only see the light in the person. But the truth is, in every single person you're seeing on the screen, no matter how perfect they look, no matter how perfect you think their life is, it is a fact. It's a law of nature that every single person walking this earth has their own darkness and light. And that is not perfect, because perfection does not exist. So instead of trying to become what society tells you to become, which is, you know, glow up and become perfect, that's bullshit. It does not exist. Instead, ask yourself, right, how can I get to know myself better? That is far more realistic and more powerful than trying to become perfect. If you want to find your power, if you want to find your inner peace, don't go striving towards perfection. Strive towards getting to know yourself better by doing the inner work, by getting to know your shadows, by getting to know what triggers you, what makes you feel rageful, what emotions you have been suppressing, and reconnect with them. Allow yourself to fully experience all the negative emotions and the positives. So like once you've done this exercise of writing and journaling out everything that you're scared of and you're fearful of, don't forget that there's also light in you, you know, like you're so great. There's so much unique goodness in you right now. You are a powerhouse, a beautiful contrast of dark and light. You have as much goodness as you have shadows, but you can really decide to you know, accept the shadows are there and not feed them anymore. Instead, focus on feeding all them good qualities that you have within you. So if you're asking yourself right now, well, whoa, this is a lot. Like, how do I reconnect to my emotions? I invite you to journal, especially first thing in the morning or last thing at night, before you look at your phone. Just journal with no expectations. See what comes up. Another thing you can do is to sit in stillness. Just meditate and just notice what thought comes up. If somebody pisses you off in life, journal, right, what is it about this person that is pissing me off? Because every person is a mirror and they are showing us something within ourselves that is a shadow. Spend time outside reconnecting to nature. That helps us, you know, resensitize ourselves and connect more to our emotions. Do things that bring you fun and make you laugh. That's a really good way to connect to them joyful, fun, playful emotions within us. Another way to connect to your emotions is to look for the gratitude in your everyday. Perhaps it's your eyesight, your smell, your ears, your eyes, a loved one, the sunshine, a walk in nature. Do things that make you feel alive and bring you joy. I know this is a very deep podcast and you're very brave for staying to it until this time near the end. You are phenomenal. You are here on this planet to do the inner healing work so you can heal yourself and then heal others. No one is going to save you but yourself. Nobody knows you better than yourself. This is just a reminder, an invitation to explore your inner world. Get to know yourself more so you can pick yourself out of that rut that you're in. And of course, if you want any help, I am here with you every step of the way. That is my purpose on this planet, to help you find more inner peace. If you want to work with me, just write me a message. I can even help you do shadow work. Whatever I can do to be of service to you. Your life is precious. Don't waste it trying to chase this perfection story we're sold, because you'll always be running. You'll never reach it. Do the inner work. Focus on doing things that bring you joy. And that is how you will find your inner peace. Sending you so much love, as always.